The halachas of shehiya chazore ve'atmona and Shabbos are very halachas that are very nagia lemaise be'etzem for every yid. I'm all ready when he's a bacher. I'm all for sure when he gets married. And I want to go duch the halachas very halacha lemaisedik. Will not manage to do it in one shir. We'll try to do keseder. Sazayna shulchan aruch take. But you know, with the haideke poiskim, with the ashlomes and the shittes, because you know, the ovens today change. We don't have the ovens that we had in time of Chazal. Mainly a lot of different practical halachas. It's much more lemaisedik. You have to know lemaisedik. And be'ezus Hashem, we'll go duch keseder. Ale halachas. I want to be magdim ha'akdome. This akdome will be nogea in the hemshech. But miyad when we start, at chas v'sholom, when I'd come out of takol et tachas yodeinu, is two isurim in Shabbos. We're making this klar. Is the isur bishul, das is a isur d'oraisa. We're not going to learn our Hilchos Bishul. So Isur D'oraisa, what is the Isur D'oraisa? To cook. To cook salad, dainu, chicken, potatoes, to cook them. And it's the Isur D'oraisa to cook liquid, soup, and even water, to warm hot water, to make a cup of tea, a coffee, it's also Isur D'oraisa. Now, the halacha has to be clear. That we're going to learn now the halacha de rabbanon shehiya chazore atmone. I'll explain in a second what are the halachas. But a person has to have it very close when he goes in. Lemoshul, we'll speak in a second to put back a pot on the fire in Shabbos. If the food is not fully cooked, it's an isur d'oraisa to put it back with imol shittas. If the water is not hot, and you took it off and you put it back, it's a isur d'oraisa. Dainu, a zach that was not cooked, what is cooked, and you put it back, this is a isur d'oraisa. Everything we'll be talking about is things that already were cooked. A shal, if you're allowed to put it back, dainu, give you an example. A person took a chunt off, and he wants to put it back. We're going later. What kind of parts, where, what? When he took off the chunk, you know, he decided to take a knedel a little bit, you know, chmeis beans, and then he was planning to take a part of the meat. He touches the meat, he sees the meat of chal is not ready yet. He said, okay, meat not, I'll take something else. This pot is no way to put it back in the fire. The meat is not cooked yet. If he puts it back in the fire, he's mevashel d'oraisa. Chayv skillet. For most shittas. On a moshul, a person has a hot water. He put it to boil before Shabbos. He took it off. He's planning to move it from one place to the other place. When he picked up the soup, he see the soup didn't boil yet, Bichlal. He puts it back as Mevashel. So, we'll see later. I just don't want... I'll be masbe the protein. But I'm gedenken that a different halachas, Mevushel or not Mevushel, so long again, Keseda. We'll start Keseda. Midoraisa is the isur bishul. You're not allowed to cook. Chazal made a new isur. Shehiya chazore atmone. And we'll go to say that. What is shehiya? Shehiya means a person is before Shabbos. He wants to have a chunt for Shabbos. He goes before Shabbos. He takes a pot. Puts potatoes, chicken. He puts it on the fire. Till tomorrow morning, you will have a chunt. There's no isul. What is the isul? As if he put it, he left his light on in the room, and it's burning the whole night. He left a candle, and it's burning the whole night. He left the chunt, and it's cooking the whole night. Midoraisa is no problem. He's not touching it. He put it on the fire before Shabbos, and on Shabbos he will have a chunt. Chazal asserted to do this thing. Why? Gzeire Shemo Yechate Begecholim. If he will do that, and he will put the chant, he will come in the middle of the night, and he sees the chant is not ready, and the oilam already coming in. So he will go to the coals that are only, the coals that are only the pot, and he will mix them that the fire will become bigger, and the chant will cook quicker, and he will have a chant. To do that, he has two isui. One isui is mevashel, because he's doing it quick, and mavir, he's making a fire in Shabbos, a bigger fire. So Chazal asked to leave food not ready on the fire before Shabbos, gzeira shemo yechate. That isur of leaving food not ready before Shabbos is called isur shehiyah. So the gather of the isur shehiyah, miloshen hashoyah, you're not allowed to leave food not ready before Shabbos, a chunt, chicken, potatoes, water, to be ready in Shabbos, is the isur derabon that is called shehiyah. Chazal wa matir, and some echetimtzes, Chazal will matir in some echetimtzes to do shehiyah. It's four echetimtzes. And then we'll be mas with them. One of them, if the food is already cooked enough, there is no tzad that you will mix it. If the food was fully cooked, we'll see what does fully cooked mean. But the food, so the man is not chasha meichate begicholim. So they let you to do it. The second echetimtze, that you did different things to the fire to make the fire not to be so high that we see that you don't care about this fire and is not chasha rebichoite begicholim. It's called grufa vektuma. The third echetimtze is, you made a chetimtzes that you can't get to the fire. You lack the fire. In our case, we'll be later, you put scotch tape or masking tape, we'll see later, velcha tape, and the knobs that put on the fire, that you can't open them. I want to explain why this is not called gufa viktuma. You didn't touch the fire. You didn't make the flame not to be a strong flame. Just you tied your hands that you can't touch the fire. Now, when you cover the fire with a blech, you're not tying your hands. Here you tie it with a lock, with a scotch tape, with a masking tape. Loshon Chazal, we will call it tiach betit. Forget it. And there's another echetimtze, we call it kdei rechayese. We'll see later. So let me gain kasei. As the issue we said, shehiyah, you're not allowed to leave food before Shabbos on the fire. As the issue to leave food on the fire before Shabbos. As a machlekes in the Gemara, Chachomim mitchananya. Chachomim hold, even if the Meichel is mevushel fully, completely, the Meichel is mevushel in Ganzen. But, like a chant, but the more the chant is on the fire, it becomes better. You're not allowed to leave it on a fire. On an open fire. You're not allowed to leave it on an open fire. Only if the matzah of the chant is that it gets burned, so then it's no chash. But if it's a chant, a normal chant, lefi chachomim, you're not allowed to leave it on an open fire. Lefi chananya, if it's mevushel kemaychel ben dursoi, it means a half cooked. We'll explain later how you measure what is a half cooked. That you can eat it a little bit. You're allowed to leave it on an open fire. This is the machlekes. So lefi chachomim had to be fully cooked. And even if it's fully cooked, you're not allowed to leave it on an open fire. Lefi chananya, if it's mevushel kemaychel ben dursoi, a half, third, a half, we're asking a half. It's mevushel a third or a half, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire. The mechaber paskins like chachomim. That you're not allowed to leave food on an open fire, even if it's mevushel kol tzorkei. The Rambam says, we pasken like Hanan. Ikar ha'aloche is, we pasek like the Rambam. The aloche is like the Rambam, that if it's mevushel kemaychel ben dursoi, meaning half cooked, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire. Even for the Sfardim, the Kaf HaChaim, Betzion Abba Shaul, say that it's the Ikar, the Halacha, here we pass on like the Ramo, that you're allowed to leave it on an open fire. Now, the Ramo brings down, I think most of you know, most of you come from, you know, houses that are Shemre Teiru Mitzvahs, that as a minig in Klal Yisrael that we have a blech. A blech is the one, not the electric one. I mean, the one that is a piece of metal on top of the fire. And the electric one we call a hot plate to make it claw. So most people, most Klal Yisrael has blechs. Even that most good Yiddish ladies, but they're Klal, the food is already ready before. Right? So the Bir Halacha says, Vaistois, the meaning of Klal Yisrael, we wanted to be Yoytzeh the Mechaber. But Lefid the Mechaber, Lefid the Moran Abis Yosef, a chant that is not put with a blech is Shehiyah. It's the Yisrael the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to eat it later, we'll see. Lefid the Rabbanon, it's okay. Klal Yisrael had such a meaning. Chaznish said that he doesn't see the Klal Yisrael had such a meaning. We'll see later why the Chaznish says it. He doesn't see why there's such a meaning. The Halach is the Ramo. Chaznish is the maker. I'm on the verse, the Chaznish is the maker. Well, someone told me if you count the Machlekes Chaznish and Mishneh Berurah, it's more coolest than the Chaznish and Mishneh Berurah. Chaznish said, Klal Yisrael never had such a meaning. The Maaseh, we know that Klal Yisrael had such a meaning. The Shmirah Shabbos brings down to be choshed to this minik. We'll see later why this minik is so important to keep this minik. First, sometimes, you know, you're not ready. And you put on the chicken the last minute. And if you will not have a blech on the fire, and that week you're not allowed to eat the food. Have a blech and take care of it. Have a blech and take care of it. Also, we'll see later, for different things, chazorah, different problems, you have to have a blech. Now, what is the shir of Michael ben Dursoy? What is the shir of Michael ben Dursoy? So the Chazanish says you measure it like this. Chazanish says you measure it like this. You take from the minute that it's boiling, or yatsi lettuce, how much time, take chicken, lamazani. From the time, first it's cold. When it starts to get warm, till the time that it takes to cook the chicken, it takes 2 hours. Zog the Chazanish, Michael ben Dursoy is an hour, a half. Even that everyone that tried to cook one knows that in the first hour, it could be you almost can't eat the chicken. The last 20 minutes of the cooking, then the whole thing starts to boil. Lama Zog to take a chunk takes 12 hours to make a good chunk. So the Michael ben Dursoy, Zog the Chazanish is 6 hours. Even after 6 hours, sometimes you can't eat it. But then Zog the Chazanish. The Maaseh, the Kaf HaChaim says, and the Maaseh, this was in Skabel, same as the Chazanish, of if you can't eat it, so then it's not enough. Because Lefid the Chazanish could be a matzah of a Michael ben Dursoy that you can't eat it. Because even though it's a half, sometimes you can't eat it yet. Hot water is a shayla, what is the Michael ben Dursoy? Most people want to leave a hot water for a coffee on Shabbos. So the best thing is to bubble. It's not bubbling yet. What is the shir of Michael ben Dursoy? You can't say a half. I'll explain to you why. A half, to boil a kettle takes 20 minutes. 10 minutes. You can't, a food, you could say, it's half food cooked. Come inside. But in water, you can't say that it's half cooked. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it's a bit more from Yatzei lettuce. A bit more from Yatzei lettuce, this is Michael ben Dursoy. You have to understand why it's an Efkemine. I saw most of the houses of Klal Yisrael don't have blech for the hot waters. 98% of Klal Yisrael don't have blechs for the hot waters. They have like this big metal kettle. It's not a blech, this is called fire. They don't have a blech inside it. This is a fire. What? It's no hacker. Someone uses special pots for Shabbos as a hacker. This is a blech. In the hospital, in the coffee room in the hospital, they have it for the whole week. So they have a machine, hot water. In the hotels, I think they have it in the downstairs. Yeshivas don't have a tea room, they have it the whole time there. So, the Bemele, they don't have a blech. So there you have to be makpid Again, lekatchile, if you want to be yotzei the Ramah, to have it boiling completely, at least Michael ben Dursai, that the water will be warm, not in the last minute before Shabbos to warm it up. If you did it with Sileri, you're not allowed to drink this coffee on Shabbos. So if you're using a Shabbos kettle to warm hot water, you're not putting it on a blech, then we have a... I'm saying, the Michael ben Dursai, you have to know the halachas, why you have to know it's so good. The Moshe, a lot of people sometimes come to a place and it's no blech. You're stuck somewhere in the Shabbos. You have to know. It has to be a Michael ben Dursai, if not it's a Isra de Rabbanon. Now, what is the shiur that it has to be cooked k'maychel ben dursoi? So the poskim say it has to be shkia, not kabbalah Shabbos. It's very, very negea. Lamazon, chicken takes 2 hours. So k'maychel ben dursoi is an hour. Sometimes, you got stuck for Shabbos, you have to take out chicken. Now you have 2 hours. The ma'isa, you makpi to go to shul 40 minutes before shkia and mekabel Shabbos already. And now it's only 20 minutes before adlokas neiros. So, if you measure from the time you're going to Mekabel Shabbos, it's not K'maychel ben Dursai. But if before Shkia, it's already a big K'maychel ben Dursai, even if you were Mekabel Shabbos before, it's already kosher. And not that, B'di'evit, if someone didn't know this halachas, Chaznish says, B'di'evit, you can be Mitzar of Bitzay Sekechov. Bitzay Sekechov. And water, we'll see. Now, there's one more halacha before we start. Food that was ready for Shabbos. The Hainu. You cooked chicken, it's ready, it's in the fridge. You want to put it out to warm it for Shabbos. This doesn't have to be, this is already K'maychel ben Dursai. It's cooked already. Even that it's not warm, and will take 5 hours to warm it, you're allowed to put it the second before Shabbos on the fire. I'm speaking on food. And water is a vikuach in the poiskim. So let me make the first chelek aleph very clear. Is the issur de rabbanon to put food that is not ready on the fire before Shabbos? The food has to be ready at least k'maychel ben dursoi. You're not allowed to leave it on an open fire for Shabbos if it's not mevushel k'maychel ben dursoi. If it's mevushel k'maychel ben dursoi, me'ikar ha'alocha, you're allowed to eat it in Shabbos. Now, we say, food... Even that it's mevushel k'maychel ben dursoi, normally, if it's turned cook, it's warm and it's good. You took cold chicken from the kitchen, and you allowed it, you could eat it, but now it's not warm, and you want to warm it up. And you're putting it on the fire, will take it 2 hours. So even that it's not turned, if the time warm yet, you're allowed to. Some people, the same thing, will make it on water. That they boil the water early, and before Shabbos, they put it on. This is not so partial because water could be when it gets cold, it's kilo not cooked anymore. And b'meile, the water is kedai that will be boiling at least a third before Shabbos. Miyatze lettuce. Soup the same as water. Stuff in the soup is meichel. Again, legabi b'di'evet, you have to know, some people are meichel. And water that was already cooked, but the best thing is, again, that the soup will be already boiling again before Shabbos. Again, before Shkia. It's a lot of time, again, a lot of houses, the soup, everything is off. For Shabbos, they start to put it on the blech. So I'm saying, and the dry things, it's not a problem. If they're already cooked. And the liquid things, it's a machlekes. And it's better to have it yatzei lettuce again before Shabbos. I can't say osu. Every liquid that gets cold, it's kilo not cooked. Soup is liquid. Every liquid that gets cold, it's kilo not cooked. Salad that is cooked, is cooked. Liquid, what makes cooked by liquid? What makes a cup of tea cooked? That it's warm. I'm not doing it. This is machlek, it's a Shabbos bishul. I'm trying first the masada, and later we'll go more and more pratim. What happens, a chunk that has a little bit of liquid inside, scuffle to the chunk. But lama again kisayda. So the first halacha, I think, this is the klora halacha. We'll go back to this pratim because they're going to get to every prat. But remember, you're not allowed to leave food that is not cooked to cook in Shabbos mit derabonon shema yechate. If it's mevushel shlish chetzi mipaskin, you're allowed to leave it on the fire and it will boil on its own in Shabbos. We said, we have a chetimtze that it's already cooked, but it's cold. It's also good. Legabi liquid is shaila in the poiskim. Ramigodim says that the minig was to be makel. Ramaisi asks why. It's better to be makpi that the liquid will be warmed again before shkia, at least yatsi letis. Again, but the evet, yesh lohoka. This is the first aloch. Comes the second aloch and says, even that you're not allowed to leave food to cook for Shabbos, but if it's goruf vekotum, you're allowed to. If you have a goruf vekotum, you're allowed to. Why? Because Chazal said, if you cover the fire and you made the fire to be lower, it's no chash that you'll be mechate begecholim. Now, what is goruf vekotum? So in the old kitchens, you have a big oven, you have coals inside, you take it away, or you cover them, and memela becomes goruf vekotum. In our days, there's no goruf vekotum, really. It's fire. You could have said that there's no gzeir Hashem yechate anyway. Loi plug, and also you could play with the fire. So what Klal Yisrael made up? A nuzach. Klal Yisrael made up a blech. The Chazanish said the blech is nothing. What is a blech? You could cook in a blech. Things cook in a blech. The goal of a cotton, the time of the Gemara, you couldn't cook after the goal of a cotton. Chazanish says blech is garbage. So Bnei Brak, they look at it like it's no blech. Like it's no blech. With a blech, without a blech, it's the same thing for them. This means the Chazanish said, was no minik taka to cover the fire. Because no one covers. But you see, no one is covering today. Taka is no minik to cover. If it's mevush, it's the same Chazanish. He's maker because he's machmer. He says, a blech is garnished. Memele, lefi the Chazanish, if it's not mevush al kolzor, memeichel ben dursoi, is the isur to put it on. Lefi the Chazanish, you can't put before Shabbos something that is not cooked. Lemaise, Rav Shamzamer, Rav Eliashi, most of the poskim hold that a blech is good, but a thin silver foil is garnished. Chazanish is right. A thin little silver foil is garnished. A thin silver foil is garnished. Now, okay, so lefi the Chazanish, we don't have a blech, but lefi the Chazanish, we're going with the halachas of shlish bishul. Now, we put on a blech, but for sure, we also, the machmirim, achoshish the Chazanish, is the reason the makpid, every time, there'll be mevushul, kol tzor, shlish bishul. Now, you have to cover the buttons, the knobs, or not. Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Eliashiv hold, you don't have to cover them. Reb Moshe Feinstein is machmir that lekatchile to cover the buttons also. We'll see later, it's a better eitzah how to cover the buttons. But lemaise, to cover the knobs, Reb Moshe says lekatchile lemaise, most good blechs come straight and with a piece coming down. And that is two kinds. It's ones that come one straight piece and then it turns. And today they made interesting ones that it's one piece and has like two rings. The other piece comes down. And it's easier to pick up and down. It's not such a good one. We'll see later about why. But Mikol Mekoyim, again, Me'ikir Adim Rav Shlomo Zalman Rav Eliashiv holds it's enough that you put a blech. You don't have to cover the buttons. Now, as a Chumra Rav Shlomo Zalman that most people don't know, it's Kedai to know that after you put on the blech, you can't play with the buttons. You can't change the fire. If you change the fire after you put on the blech, Rav Shlomo Zalman, so vaystoyz by you the blech is not gruva v'ktuma. The gruva v'ktuma is I forgot of the fire. You didn't forget about it. You're busy with the fire, yeah. So if you have to change the fire, take off everything, put on the blech again, and put on the food. And like this, most chashuv people are machmir this Rav Shlomo Zalman. Even to low. To Magbia for sure, even to low. To Magbia for sure. Now, let me get a stickle vital yet. A hot plate. What is the aloch of a hot plate? Now, I don't know, everyone has different hot plates, so let me read on which hot plate we speak. I speak on the normal, simple hot plate. There is no buttons on the side. Just it comes like a piece. A hot plate. Now, that hot plate, the one I'm speaking about, normally during the week you can't cook on it. No one cooks on it. It takes ages. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Eliashiv hold that this is like this is a gufa v'ktuma. Why? No one cooks on it. Ain't derech levashel on it. Rabbi Eliashiv holds that while this is the way it comes, and there's no heker that says gufa v'ktuma, it's not only that the fire is covered. It's a heker that you did something for Shabbos. For men in the blech is no heker. So if you want the blech to be grufa v'ktuma, like Rabbi Eliashiv, you have to put a thick silver foil on top of the blech. So again, I'm sorry, on top of the hot plate. So I want to be masbir. Why? It's so nogea to us now to know the halachas. Lefi Rabbi Eliashiv, a person that has a hot plate, and if he doesn't put a hot piece of silver foil, he's keilu putting in an open fire. Just again, we said, if it's Meichel ben Dursoi, you don't have a problem. If it's not a Meichel ben Dursoi, then you have a problem. Aber, in a blech, it's okay. If it's a chazanish, a blech is not okay. Forget, a hot plate, a chazanish, that is okay. Because no one cooks on a hot plate. On a blech, he holds it like a fire. So I'm saying, we have to know. Me'iker adin, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Iker Shita is, a blech, a hot plate, is like grufa v'ktuma. It's like grufa v'ktuma. And b'meile, you're allowed to put on it even something that is not mevushal at all. Lefi the chazanish, in a blech you have to be machmir, lefi Rabbi Eliashiv, in a hot plate you have to be machmir, to have it mevushal kol tzorkoi, to have it mevushal k'machal bandusoi. For sure, if someone has a hot plate that normally he cooks on it, like an electric one, they have the one, then for sure, l'kule alme, mostly has like a crack pot. L'kule alme is not gor v'kotum. Maybe we'll sign different at tail. It's not gor v'kotum, because the whole week he cooks on it. Punk, you do only chon Shabbos, but the people that made the crack pot didn't do it for chons. Yeah, they call it a slow cooker, yeah? This is what it does, bad. So this is the way to cook. So this is not gor v'kotum. We're not going now without, if Reb Shlomo Zalman says it's also anyway at money. We're now going as Shehir. You want to put food not ready in a crack pot that will be ready for Shabbos day. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. It's not Mevushal Kemachal Bedursai. It's not Mevushal Kemachal Bedursai. You're not allowed to. Maybe you'll put it inside. Take silver foil. It'll be Grufa V'Ktuma. But the Aloch is Alamot. If it's a place that you cook, you're not allowed to put food that is not shlish bishul. And medaka, this part, shlish bishul, it takes 20 hours to cook a good chunk, has to be 10 hours on before. If you want to put it on, you have to have a grufa v'ktuma. You have to put thick silver foil inside. Now, is another problem. There's another place in the house that is a problem to leave food. Inside the oven. Machem is not so nagea, but the ma'aseh, every person has a house, he makes chicken potatoes, but there are chicken and potatoes you do inside the oven. This is the way you do it. Inside the oven. Now, inside the oven, but there are there's no blech inside the oven. So if you leave the oven on, this is not grufa v'ktuma. So again, if the chicken and potatoes are already cooked before Shabbos, it's not a problem. We're speaking of someone that put it a couple minutes before Shabbos, that it's not ready before Shabbos. It's not Meichel ben Dursoi. Even if he has a Shabbos button, it's garnished. So what he will do? Someone is stuck in a place. He doesn't have a blech. He has chicken potatoes inside the oven. He remembers a half an hour before Shabbos, he's stuck in this place. And he puts in his oven a big pot with chicken potatoes. It'll be ready in 5 hours. Now, it's not Grufa v'Ktuma. What he will do? It's not Meichel ben Dursoi. So the Eitzah is to take scotch tape and masking tape and to stick the nubs that you can't change the heat of the oven. And this will be called Tuach Betit. We'll explain it later. Now, one Rizach LeMoshel I'm saying first to normal people, then we're going to Bochrim. Namazog, you have a radiator in the house. You want to leave a chunt, you know, a good radiator, you leave the chunt on the radiator and to be warm. Or you want to, you know, you leave the kugel there and stay warm. So for sure. Now they know, you want to cook on it. Bochrim find all different ways how to cook. So the aloch is like this. You're allowed to leave chunt. You're allowed to leave chunt and a radiator to cook. Even though it's not goof of a ketuma because ein derech levash of the kach. Again, a bacher, I said, that normally cooks in the dira and these kind of all different, you know, all different machines could be becomes derech bekach. Mistomen, the day that it gets married, it stops. So, but I'm saying, but you have to know, if it's ein derech levash of the kach, and the radiators, ikar the shaila is a lot of times people put on the radiator. If you have good radiators, you know, that are not made for cooking, but the mamish hot, you know, like fire in the mamish, and you could put in water, could be mamish, you could get a good cup of coffee after it. There's no issue of guf of ketubah. You don't do it, but it's not derech levash at all. No, he said this is a place that people put food on. Shalif levash or not levash, but people use it for food. This was the gather of Chazal, the zakh that people don't use for food, they need to make a gzeir shema yichatin. Now, let me get invited. There's another eitzah that is called tuach betit. And I want to give you this eitzah because a lot of times you could use this eitzah. What is tuach betit? Chazal said like this. If you want to leave food in the fire, and you don't want to make guf of a ketumah, you need the fire. Well, I mean, you make guf of a ketumah in the old days, have a huge plot of chant, you take away the coal, there'll be no chant. But it's not ready, it's Shabbos, what's tutman? Chazal gave her eitzah. Take cement and lock the oven. What it helps? It's a machlek is what it helps. The Ramah learns, till you break the cement to go into the oven, you remember it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mechate begicholim. The Rambam says it'll be a hecker for you. When you come, you'll realize why I did it. Because it's Shabbos, so it will stop you. Pemele. Long in the poiskim, a bacher gets stuck in a place that is no blech. Before Shabbos. And his food is not ready for Shabbos. It's not Michael ben Dusoy. So he goes and he puts scotch tape. It has to be good tape on the knobs. Tuach betit. Now, why I'm saying that? You have two kind of blechs. Some blechs go straight and go down, like an L, I think, no? And some have like little two rings that you could move it. If you have the ones of the rings, so you have a blech, it's Goruv Ekotum, you have a heker like Reb Moshe, but you don't have the heter of Tuach Betit. If you have these blechs that go like an L, that after you put the food on, you can't get to the button. And then you have to pick it up. You have to be careful that the soup doesn't spill when you're trying to play with the buttons. We said, anyway, it's not good. Shlomo Zalman said you can't do that. But there, Shlomo Zalman says, like, tuach betit. Because you can't get to the buttons without moving the pots. So b'mele is a mile to have such a blech, that then even if it has a niche that a blech is not enough, but you have a tuach betit. So if you have such a blech that covers the buttons, you get the tuach betit. Shemazal was mesupik if someone is in a place that he doesn't have scotch tape. If it's enough to take off the knobs. We're not speaking of hekel. A person has an open fire. Nochabo. We said not to rely, we said alamo to cover the fire. Chutz to cover the fire, we said you could stick it. But if you don't have scotch tape, Shemazal declares if it's enough to take off the knobs, Rav Ozner was making it, Shlomo Zalman was nistapik in it. Now, I'm not sure yet. Sometimes you take off the knobs, but you could turn it, like, you know, even after that. Have to know the Gdorim. Let me get invited. There's one more heter that is called Kdei Rechayese. Now, Kdei Rechayese, it's not so poshut if it's Noyeg Bizman Hazeh. The Gdei Rechayese, what Chazal said is that if before Shabbos, mamish before Shabbos, you put something in the oven a piece of meat in the chant, that this piece cannot be ready till tomorrow morning. Or not even till tomorrow morning, it can't be ready to tonight for the meal of tonight. Marshal, the meal of tonight takes, from the time of Adlokas Neves, will take 5 hours till the end of the meal. It will not be ready in that 5 hours. So Chazal will matir to leave it on the fire, because anyway, it's no gzeira shema yechata begicholim, because it's such a piece that even if you make the biggest fire, it will take it 5 hours to be ready. Now, it's not so pasha bichlal that it's such a piece exists in our days. What a time of the Gemara. The time of the Gemara, they ate a half an hour after Nacht and they went to sleep already. But most pieces of meat, after 5 hours, are ready for eating. This is the Metzias. The Mele is no heter. Not only that, if you put it an hour before Shabbos already, it doesn't help. Only if mamish in shkia time, it was raw. So Shala, how you put it in the shkia, you're not there. So Chaznish says you put a frozen piece, but when shkia comes, it's frozen yet. It didn't get warm. Put a big piece, because if it gets already a little bit cooked before the time of shkia, it doesn't have the heter of derech ha'ese. So it's very hard. This derech ha'ese, it's not so practical to rely on it. I'm saying it because I know a lot of Amiratzim remember, you know, an hour before Shabbat they throw a piece of meat, fa'afadik, the chant is okay. So bichlam nishposhet. Now, is the heter that, you know, you don't say over stam, in Megalim Elo Letznuim, to Bnei Teireh. A person that wants to know Yuchas Shabbos has to know this heter. Mishnah Berurah says it's B'dieved, for once you could rely on it. That Lemaise, if a person made chon for the day, chicken for the day, and he left it before Shabbos, again, he put on chon, it was raw, Nishkin Meichel Ben Dursa, you put it 2 hours before Shabbos, a half an hour before Shabbos, Lemaise Al Pi Halachas Nish B'Seidah. But he's not planning, he's not from the people that eat chon by night. He eats chon, as Eidi Klai Yisrael has to eat by day. If he takes by night, it's not negia. But if he doesn't take by night, so he's allowed to eat b'dieved by day from this chon, even if he left it on an open fire. Because lemaise is one shita that holds that a person is mesiach das if he knows that this is the food that belongs to the day. You're not allowed to rely on it to do it. But a lot of times people come to ask you a shayla. You know, we put on before Shabbos. I had such a shayla. A person had a whole chant. But his wife was a machmir. She was not sure if it's Meichel Ben Dursoi. She said, half an hour before Shabbos, she put in a big piece of meat. She remembered Gderech Chayes. She learned in seminary, Gderech Chayes. Now, the problem was that after half an hour, it got warm. So now that chant became also. No, that piece could that piece could have been cooked. This is where they ask the kitchen. I did the metzias. So the mele be'etzem, I had to ask the chant. But I told him, why the ma'aseh this chant is made for the day? Zog the Mishneh Berurah, but the eved you're allowed. So, let me again say that the vile what we learned. We learned the vile be'etzem. That is the Isur the Rabbanon to leave food that is not ready to cook in Shabbos. The Mechaber was Machmir Klai Yisrael Lekatchila tried to be Machmir on it. But Me'ikar Adin, if it's Mevushel Kemaychel Ben Dursoi, a half of the cook, a half of the time that it takes to cook it, you're allowed to leave it. Dasi de Aloha Me'ikar Adin. The other Eitzah to leave it is to have a hot plate or to have a blech or a hot plate, and this is the Echatimtza that you're allowed to have it. This is the reason Klai Yisrael try Alamol to have a blech. The men that take care of it. Again, we said this blech helps, and the people that use a hot crack pot, the slow cookers, these people be'etzim don't have there if they didn't use, and they will have to check what is the halacha. We said there's another eitzah to stick the nubs, and b'chai gavna it's okay. What would be the halacha b'di'evet? A person didn't know this shear, and he left food. Oba v'shoah. He left food. The halacha is, it's a couple of halachas. I will teach you one zach that at least you'll see being a kemina. First is, you have to run home and take it off the fire. Over the shore, you have to take it off the fire. Because every second, then it's dir yoiver isur. Then you can't say, no, I did it. Now chodsh, let it to cook. Not only that, if you left it on, and it became a little bit better, it becomes also till Motzei Shabbos.
For him or just for everyone?
For everyone. If you come into a house, you look and say, hey, it's no blech. They tell you, so what? You're not allowed to eat there for that Shabbos. If you find out that the food was ready before Shabbos. But if the food was not gemach, you come in. A lot of times I come to houses, I see a crack pot, you look inside, no silver foil. Again, so if they tell you that the people that they're kind of people that don't take chon by night, so then by the heaven you could eat by them by day. But if they're bochum that take chon by night, and there's no silver foil inside the crack pot, you're not allowed to eat by them by day?
They do it every week.
No, it doesn't help. Because maybe by night you will want to eat from the chon. Especially the crack pot, you can make it warmer and higher. Now, as a aloche, what would be if a person has food? He wants to eat Shabbos day, Shabbos night he's eating out. Shabbos day he's eating in. He needs chicken potatoes for Shabbos day. But what, he will put on the blech, the hot plate the whole Shabbos? Chashad of the geld. So what he does is, he puts the chicken potatoes on the hot plate, he puts it on a time switch. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning, it will go on. 10 o'clock, he will have hot food. You're allowed to do it lekatchila. But I wanted to be klal, because in some ways it's mamish also. I am speaking on food that is already ready. I want to magdil you. Use the klolim that we learned and use them here. Dehainu. If it's kemevushal kemaychal ben dusoi, if it's not mevushal kemaychal ben dusoi, the same thing, you're not allowed to leave it on the fire before Shabbos, you're not allowed to leave it on the hot plate that will get on Shabbos. But if it's mevushal kemaychal ben dusoi, it doesn't have to fully cook. It's mevushal kemaychal ben dusoi. I know a person could have, be a son of your chant, he cooked it the week before. He puts it in his hot plate, in his crock pot. So in Mavushan Kimacha Bedusai, and this crock pot is planning to go on in the morning. Warm it up for 2 hours.
It has to be there before Shabbos.
Has to be there before Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it on in Shabbos. Bidiyuk. These are the two tnoim. Has to have all of the klolim of Shehiyah. When you're allowed to leave before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave on this blech. And it has to be there before Shabbos. But to put it out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. We'll see, with a goy, you're allowed to. But I want to speak about it later. And this is what they do in all of the hotels. What they do in all of the hotels is, they have the food ready in the fridge. The Shabbos clock puts on the ovens. Lamazog at 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock the guy comes, puts everything, and 10 o'clock it goes on. It's Beseder Gamul, but we have to learn more halachas to explain why it's Beseder Gamul. But now we're talking in a yid. A yid is not allowed to put it on, even when the hot plate is off. I'm speaking about leaving it from before Shabbos there. The yid has the issur of chazore. We'll speak later. We'll speak today chazore. So maybe a person has to know. So what the mice is allowed to leave on this hot plate? Dry, because we said liquid, you have to have again warm before Shabbos. Has to be mevushal machal ben dutzai. Again, in water, so there's two kind of water. Water and soup lemashal, people are makel to put it before Shabbos and the hatpe that will go on Shabbos, but still of couple zachen. Again, not to put it on Shabbos, to put it on before Shabbos. So this is be'etzem, the first isul that is called Shehiyah. This is called Shehiyah. we'll start a little bit, we'll go a little bit weiter. This is one Isur. We said Chazal asked four Isurim. Shehir. So Shehir was the Isur of putting food that is not ready to be cooked on Shabbos. The second Isur is called Chazore. The second Isur is called Chazore. What is Chazore? Want to be Masber again. To have it close, if you have it close, it's very simple, these halachas. It's kedai amol to note. We'll start Chazore today. What is Chazore? A person has food cooking on Shabbos already. And the blech, it's cooking. It was Michael ben Dursoi. He picked it up. And now he wants to put it back in the fire. He's allowed to put it back or not? Again, I want to be masbir. Again, not people have a lot of mistakes here. Here, if the food is not fully cooked, is an issue to put it back. You mevashel b'Shabbos. If the water is not hot, it's completely hot, you mevashel on Shabbos. The food has to be fully cooked. And the water has to be fully boiled that you be allowed to put it back. No. Had to bubble. We'll see later. Had to bubble the first time. If it never bubbled, you're not allowed to put it back. If it was never fully cooked, you're not allowed to put it back. Has to be that first it was already fully bubbled and fully cooked. And then you pick it up, and now we have a shayla when you're allowed to put it back. Now we'll have a shayla when you're allowed to put it back. Back. Some people were machmir in Eretz Yisrael. If you took off chicken and the bones were not soft inside, Shlomo Zalman said, you're not allowed to put it back. You're cooking the bones. And Moshe told him, people don't eat bones. So the Velt said, was machlekes American in Eretz Yisrael. As the Velt said, it's back and forth letters. And Moshe didn't see people eating bones. And Shlomo Zalman saw everyone eating bones. But if a Moshe, you eat the inside of the bone. No one knows where outside of the bone. That black. But I'm saying, you have to know, if you're a person, that's what Shlomo Zalman said, if you're a person that sucked the bones, you're not allowed to put back chicken. Because lemaisa, you're eating the bones. If you're a person that is not used to eating the bones, so then if you're in America, you're for sure allowed to, and it's a slur, it's a shayla. So this is called chazor. So again, what's... I'm talking now without the shayla what you're allowed to put back. The haynu. The food has to be fully cooked. What does fully cooked mean? Mevushal kol tzorkoi. And bones is a shayla. But it has to be mevushal kol tzorkoi. After that's mevushal kol tzorkoi, and I'm holding it in my hand and I want to put it back down. Chazal said you're not allowed to put it back down. Why? For two reasons. Oder nire ke mevushal. That we didn't have before, because before I put it before Shabbos. Here I'm putting it down on the fire on Shabbos. I'm nirek emevashem. And the second reason is, gzeir Hashem ayichata begecholim. Now, I want to be mazmir one more zach. There's another zach that is called, nesine lekatchile in Shabbos. Nesina lekatchila in Shabbos, and I will explain. We're talking as a person has a potato, a chicken and potatoes. We're speaking on chicken potatoes that are fully cooked. If they're not fully cooked, there's no way to put it back. You mevashel. It's like someone put off the light, he's quick putting it back on. It was off the fire, oh, it's mevashel. You put it back, you mevashel. It doesn't make a difference that it was there 2 minutes ago. When you're putting it on the fire, you mevashel. People have a big mistake in it. They think, I'm putting it back. What are you putting it back? You shut the light. You know, the little kids also, they shut the light. You yell at them, they open it. If you took it off and you're putting it on, you mamish a mevashel. So I'm talking now the chicken potatoes that are ready. Now, we have chazore and we have nesina lekatchile. Nesina lekatchile means I will go to the fridge, I will have a chicken potatoes fully cooked and put it on the fire to warm it up. There's no isul bishul because it's ready mevushul. Ein bishul achar bishul. This is nesina lekatchile. Chazorah means it was under fire, I picked it up and I put it down. We have to know, Nesina Lekatchila is also. You're never allowed to do a Nesina Lekatchila in Shabbos. Under fire, or under blech, or under hot plate. Bullshit. You're not allowed to do it Lekatchila. Why? Nireke Mevasho. Chazorah, it looks like I put it back. There, it doesn't look like a Mevasho. So there, Chazal also answered, oh, but there we will learn all different chetintzes when you're allowed to put it back. Nesina lekatchila and chazorah be'etzem, as the level of mevashel, they're the same. It's a zach that is fully cooked and you're putting him on the fire now. Just nesina lekatchila is also because it's nirek mevashel and there's no way to take care of the nirek mevashel if you put it on the fire, on the blech, or on the hot plate. Chazorah is less nirek mevashel. Dir Chazal said like this, if you put it back on the fire, also, is no way to put back on the fire something that you took off the fire. When Chazal said you're allowed to put it back, when it's goruf v'kotu, plus a lot of conditions that we'll see later. But I want first, is no way to put back if it's not goruf v'kotu. Dahainu, if a person has a chonpat on a fire and he picks it up a half, he's not allowed to put it back already. A little bit, you pick it up, you're not allowed to put it back. Again, if it's not goru vekotu, if it's goru vekotu, then oyde biyodoy, daite leachzik, and all the halachos that we'll learn in Chazore. But first, when you're not allowed to put back, when it's not goru vekotu. Why I'm saying that, in Bnei Brak, if you take off a pot, they don't let you to put it back. Because they hold that the blech is not going over Kotum, so the Chazanish never put back pots in Shabbos. Then you go into a neighboring house and you pick up a chum to take, you can't put it back. And we don't have where to put it back. Oydibiyot doesn't help. If it's no going over Kotum, as even a sinner like a tchila is also every time, if it's no going over Kotum, you can't do Chazore. You have to know that aloche. This is the reason it was so important to remember the first halacha is what is called goruf v'kotu. The moshul. So you want to do chazor and you want to be yoytze chazanish. So try to cover the knobs. That'll be tuach betit. A blech. It's not a goruf v'kotu. Rabbi Yashiv holds it's not a goruf v'kotu. So you say, okay, what is the difference? My food, my mother, anyway, the food is ready. Yeah, but for pick up and put back on a blech or on a hot plate, I'm sorry. A hot plate. Rabbi Yashiv holds it's not a goruf v'kotu. Right? So you pick up a chunk, you want to put it back. Eh? If you really ask, you can't put it back. So it's nochamol. Before we spoke in Michael Bindu Soyi, we said, look, if it's Michael Bindu Soyi, I don't have a problem. But now, legabi chazore, we have to ois cheshmen every time if it's called goru v'kotum or not. The marshal, to put it back into the oven is no way. Because, marshal, if you have chicken potatoes, you took out a little bit, you can never put back in the oven in Shabbos. Because the oven is never goru v'kotum. So this is the first halacha. So, chazore, that is a tzad that is muter, it's only to a place that is called goruf v'kotum. Again, me'ikar adin we said, a blech is goruf v'kotum, a hot plate is goruf v'kotum, what is for sure not goruf v'kotum? A crack pot. So if a person took out the crack pot, he's never allowed to put it back. If he put it back, he made chazore. Over Yisro de Rabbanon. It's like eating chicken and milk, the same aveira. Is the Rabbanon. If he has tiksuv for inside, it's goruf v'kotum. Again, we'll see later, maybe it's different problems than the crack pot. But I'm saying, these are halachas that are not negeh to chumras. This is the aleph base of the halachas. So, the vial, we will leave it as the vial, we learned that chazorah is also osur when it's not goruf v'kotum. When it's goruf v'kotum, chazal will matir, with all different conditions, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll learn next week, the second one.